A mother and her four children have been living in sanctuary at a North Philadelphia church for the past 7 weeks after their asylum petition was denied and they received a deportation order. Today, the undocumented children left to go to school for the first time since they began living there. For WHYY, Sarah Hoover reports that they got a big send-off.
Dozens of supporters gathered at a rally outside of Church of the Advocate as Carmela Apollonia Hernandez prepared to send her children to their first day of school. Hernandez thanked the crowd, but could only walk to the archway before her ankle monitor started beeping, shocking her leg, warning her to back up. She's worn the ankle bracelet for 2 years since asking for asylum. The 36-year-old mom and her four kids have lived in sanctuary for nearly 2 months, since they found out their asylum request was denied and face immediate deportation. Hernandez says being cooped up that long has been difficult for her kids, who are 15, 13, 11, and 9.
Como ven, ellos son unos niños y a veces se desesperan.
I want you to understand that they are children. And for them to be cooped up in rooms under sanctuary, it's very, very hard not to be able to go out. And sometimes they get a little desperate and think that they really need to be free and be able to just walk out. Today they are walking out, but we want to be free. We want to be permanently free.
The family's case is pending before the Third Circuit Court of Appeals. Volunteers held signs in English and Spanish. One read, Sanctuary for All, another, Carmela Libre. Speakers stood on the steps of the church under a banner that read, Sanctuary, Not Deportation, including Hillary Leonardopoulos, the legislative representative for Philadelphia Federation of Teachers. She says she admires the family's bravery.
Nobody should have to fight this hard to be recognized as a human being.
As the kids left for school, the crowd sang hymns in English and Spanish. If they don't manage to prevail in court, they face the choice of deportation or continuing to live in sanctuary. Immigration and Customs Enforcement doesn't have a firm policy on such cases, but tends to avoid deportation actions at sensitive locations such as churches. For WHYY News, Sarah Hoover.